The Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission is obscure to many Alaskans, but for those whose livelihoods are tied to fish, it's a household name. The agency was created in the 1970s after Alaska voters amended the state constitution to allow limits on the number of people allowed to fish, all for the sake of conservation. Fishermen had to show a history of their catch in a particular area to get rights to fish. Attorney and former lobbyist Fate Putman was appointed in 2017 to the commission by Governor Walker.
The commission spent many years going through those applications, sorting through the permits, seeing which fishermen had a history of fishing in the fishery and were economically dependent on the fishery, and making decisions about which people received a transferable permit, a non-transferable permit, and there are unfortunately people who did not receive permits.
That work of documenting who did and didn't get fishing rights took decades, but it's finally done. Over the past few years, the commission has resolved all but one dispute over a shrimp pot fishery in Southeast. And the commission hasn't created a new limited entry fishery since 2004. But Putman says there's still work to be done.
The biggest issue that CFEC is facing now is the optimum number question. So we issue permits to everybody who has a history of fishing in a fishery based on their past participation, but that isn't necessarily the optimum number. That's the maximum number. The optimum number may be lower or higher than that.
Putman's term expires in March, and so his successor, Melvin Smith, will likely take up that question. Until recently, Smith worked for the Anchorage Real Estate Office of a regional Native corporation. He's a low-key appointment. Industry representatives say they don't know him. Records show Smith has lived in False Pass, Wasilla, and most recently Anchorage. His most recent commercial fishing permit was active in 2004. He's also held permits for land-based set nets in the Alaska Peninsula, purse seining, and some longlining. His work email at Aleut Corporation bounced back, saying he'd left the Native Corporation earlier this month. Reach for comment, the governor's office only said that Dunleavy appointed Smith because he believes he's the best candidate. Fish politicos like former lobbyist Bob Thorstenson says it's longtime practice for someone close or loyal to the governor's inner circle to be tapped for the commissioner jobs, which come with six-figure salaries.
Whoever gets that job is usually a pretty good friend of the governor's.
Thorstenson agrees with Putman that the commission's next task is to right-size the number of permits in limited entry fisheries and create new ones.
There's going to be a lot of buybacks and a lot of different types of moves, and there's moves that need to be made for commercial fisheries. The people that say CFEC's job's done just because we've already established these limited fisheries, those people just don't have a lot of breadth or vision or depth, because CFEC's job is far from done.
CFEC has been under pressure since a scathing 2015 audit that found inefficiencies, and critics argue that the commission has worked itself out of a job. That same year as the audit, lawmakers proposed a bill to merge the commission into the Department of Fish and Game. A compromise reduced the number of commissioners and slightly reduced their salaries. Melvin Smith may be unknown in fishing circles, but industry figures will soon be putting a face to the name. He'll be addressing the United Fishermen of Alaska during this week's annual meeting. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.